Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I love this. Every time Kevin Wheeler's on, there's a little thing. Hey, Kevin Wheeler, sponsored by the Good Feet Store, Comfort Energy Performance, Pain Relief with the Good Feet Store. But this one says Joe Pott, and Mike has crossed out Joe Pott and written Kevin.
No, that was me.
Like I would go, that's not Joe
Pott. Yeah, we don't look a lot alike.
What are you trying to do?
Yeah.
So, you and I need to have a talk with Ryan Recker.
Okay.
Master Recker.
Okay.
I was listening on the way in.
Yep.
And he was talking about the little picnic we had the other day.
Okay.
I've already talked to him in person.
Yep.
And he shoved me. And I know. And he said he said, at the picnic, he's like, I expected in radio that people would dress like bums, but everyone around here dresses really, really nice and professional. I mean, we got a couple of bums. And I'm like, okay, I'm one.
Me too.
And probably Wheeler.
Yeah.
We need to teach this man a lesson.
I think so, man. I think so. I mean, like, you see what I'm wearing now. It's like this old man Cuban shirt.
Oh,
like,
you're
like that.
Way dressed up
this
for you.
This is dressed up for me.
Total. Well,
and the only reason I wore this is because it's literally the lightest material that I own. And I'm going to be walking over to Ballpark Village to do pregame and then probably going to the ballpark. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to bust out the summer Cuban guy. But the thing, to make it the Cuban guy, I have to unbutton like the top four buttons. Then it's the Cuban guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this from Miami because that's what I always, you know, that's why I bought this shirt, because I probably bought it like 15 years ago too. But yeah, I'm with you 100%, man. I'm definitely in the dress down. Don't worry about, you know, I mean, like I'll wear the same jeans three days
record,
in a row.
I don't but that's care. One of the reasons I went into radio.
Yeah, maybe he should consider that perhaps he's overdressed.
Thank you, Rachel.
And everyone else is.
Perhaps he should.
Yeah.
It's funny, when I first came here in 2006, I came in the first couple of times. And I, you know, when you're like auditioning or whatever, you're going to dress up reasonably nice, right? I mean, like you're going to make it look like you're a professional.
Yeah.
And I walked in the building and I'm like, I'm still underdressed. Everybody else is like professional.
That's what I hear.
Yeah,
everybody's
there was
professional.
A dress code before you guys came.
Yeah. And then for like years, I was like, I ran the first week I was here. I'm like, I ran out to the store and bought all these clothes because I didn't have anything. I worked on a sports talk radio network. I wore flip flops and T-shirts and you know, all kinds of just. I mean, I still kind of sneak those in there, but that's all I did. And then as the years went on, I'm like, I gotta get away with a little bit less. I'm gonna be at the ballpark today. I can wear shorts as long as I'm like that.
Yeah. Dress shorts.
Yes.
So when you first got over here, was it like what?
There was just like, try not to wear jeans if there's going to be a big meeting, or, you know, just don't look like you rolled out of bed, which half of us do on a daily basis. But it was a little bit more strict than what it is now. Yeah. And of course, all the on-air people are like, what?
Yeah. Every one of us is like, I took this job initially, so I wouldn't have to do that.
Right.
Yeah, I would have stayed a lawyer.
I mean, I want to wear my Slipknot shirts to work. Yes.
So, bad weekend for the Cardinals.
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah. What happened?
Everything that could go wrong did in one way or another at some point during the series. At some point, it was like yesterday, they didn't hit. You get completely shut down by a guy throwing 85 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And you get beat 2-0. And other ones, you know, you had a 5-1 lead on Friday. It's like, oh my, Friday afternoon, if you're up 5-1, middle of the game, you're like, the Cardinals could take this first game. This is great. And you're right, like, they're ruining this new opening day, right? The Cubs had reopening day and Bill Murray was there, and they're making a big deal out of it. And here you are, like, you're ready to ruin it. And then you just cough it all right back up and end up losing. So it's not like they got blown out three games. The games were, you know, competitive, but that first game was the worst. We're blowing a 5-1 lead in the middle of the game. And then they're not there. They're not, what's the right way to describe this?
Present.
When one thing, but when one thing is okay, another thing breaks.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like when you have a crappy car, right? I mean, you get the tires changed, everything's good there, and then the AC breaks. You get that fixed. Oh, now the transmission's shot. It's kind of like that.
So what's the biggest thing that we need?
Pitching. Pitchers that can throw innings without walking people. I mean, like, number of innings is a big deal right now. You know, when you're only getting, you know, you kind of account for, right? You allot for, essentially, you want your bullpen to carry maybe one-third of your innings total. And when it's more than that for a long period of time, it ruins them. It's like making sprinters run marathons. Okay. Like, they're not supposed to do that. They're not training to do that, and it breaks them. So you got to get the starting pitching fixed first and foremost. And, you know, they're out of guys, man. The guys they were counting on are hurt, or at least three of them are.
Yeah. I mean,
does it matter to you at all, like, in what you do with the full capacity coming back?
I don't think so. I mean, it's more fun when I'm there.
Yeah, but not.
But otherwise.
Doesn't affect your job.
No, I don't think so. Can't think of a way that it would. It probably means a few more people visiting the table at Cardinal Nation and asking me if I can find their server. literally every day. They're like, hey, we haven't seen our server in a while. I'm like, yeah, I'm not wearing the company uniform, and I'm literally talking on the radio right now.
I have headphones on, and there's a microphone.
And I'm talking. Like, I'm actively talking. Like, who you? Like, if you see somebody in a public place talking, out, whether it's to themselves or whatever, are you going to go talk to them and interrupt them?
No.
Like, they're on the phone and they're talking. You'd be like, excuse me. Excuse me. I could use a menu. Some of them are like, how do you get over there? And I'm like, walk that way.
I love
I'm
how,
rude.
I love, yes, you are.
I waited tables for like years in college.
You are about it.
In college and right after college, I waited tables and I just got sick of everybody's stupid questions. So I became the salty one.
Man.
Like, this is what's the only, on the hamburger?
You realize,
ham and burger.
This is the only job you're not going to get fired from.
Ham and burger. Oh, my God.
Pretty much.
I mean, here you can have an attitude. They're like, that Wheeler.
Yeah, that guy, he's a scamp. I followed a guy out once at the restaurant to give him his tip money back because he hosed me. He left me like $2 after being at my table for 2 hours, and I'm like, you need this more than me, and I walked away. And I get yelled at by the manager, and I'm like, I can quit and go get another job somewhere else. And he's like, no, don't do that.
We need you.
We don't want to lose another server.
We need
you. Yeah, it's Friday night. We can't lose somebody.
Your whole life just been, you're like Thor.
I wish,
you're just,
man.
Throwing down. And
he's not afraid of confrontation.
No. No, that's true. That's definitely true.
Thank God. Actually, that's, it seems like you crave confrontation a little bit, Kevin.
Do you follow me on Twitter too?
Thank God that you didn't marry Trish, because
we'd be in fights all day.
Be brawling.
Well, you'd be fighting other people.
Right.
Uh-huh.
One of you would antagonize someone everywhere you went.
Yeah. It's not great.
What'd you say to my wife?
It's also a good thing I didn't end up like 6'5", too, because that'd have been bad news.
Because you'd have just been a bully?
I mean, no, I don't think I'd have been a bully. It's not that. I'm more of the reactionary jerk.
Yeah.
Like, don't irritate me. If you irritate me, then I go.
It's their fault, not yours.
Well, yeah, of course.
Right.
It's never my fault.
No,
I learned that whole thing with my dad's that way, so I'm sure I picked that up over the years.
Speaking of, I'm only like that, as we've talked about, on a sporting field, especially soccer.
Oh, yeah.
And I was playing indoor soccer.
Or, I don't know, playing a game in studio.
That too.
Yeah.
Anything competitive.
Yeah.
And I was playing indoor soccer, and I was one of the better ones, and I was young, so I was scoring a lot, and someone just straight up tripped me from behind. I mean, just a trip. And I went down pretty hard, and I got up, and I'm going to fight him, but the guy's, like, short. Like, he's maybe 5'4".
Okay.
And so I settled down, like, I can't hit a guy that's this small. He was on his knees. He was about 6'8".
And then you're like, let me out.
And you're like, okay.
Oh, no.
Okay,
then
turkey.
I couldn't fight him because he was too big.
Yeah.
No, like, he stood up, and he was like, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. And I'm like, go
you're
ahead,
right. Yeah. No, there's nothing.
Had you been between 5'8 and 6'2.
Yeah, there's not much worse than the overly competitive rec league sports person.
Amen.
I used to get that in softball back in the day when I'd play with the company team, and some dude tried to take me out on a double play. And I'm like, if we're playing this game, you better slide early. So I'm throwing this ball at your teeth the next time.
You'll love this story. The worst injury I had in sports through high school, through college, worst injury by far. I was playing, someone asked me to play a co-ed game at Shaw Park. I don't want to play a co-ed game, but they were desperate. So I was being a jerk and I was pitching and I was like quick pitching, like, you know, just being a jerk. I can own it. And I got up to bat and I hit a real big home run. And so I'm going around the bases. I wasn't showing off or anything, like, look at this. But like, so I'm coming around and the catcher was a woman who is, I'm sorry, she was huge. She was just big and burly, and she went to block the plate, just being a jerk herself. And I stepped around her, and she put her shoulder into my knee. And I folded, went onto her substantial back, and she lifted up, and she literally flipped me feet. And the first thing that hit was my pelvic bone on the backstop, and it shattered it.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I was throwing up, and I was just like, it's the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. And they're like, way to go, Sally. And they're high-fiving. And so, like,
you got one.
The field's kind of spinning, and I'm just really like, I've never had this bad of an injury. And I can see them celebrating. I know in my heart they have every reason to do this. I deserved it. But yet, my pelvis is broken.
Yep.
So,
that's not great.
By a girl.
Yeah. I bet they tell that story so differently.
I'm sure. I'm like, they're like, yeah, this rankin' rank was showing off. I used to, when guys like do that stuff to us in softball, I'd hit it right back at them. And it's like, you can play games and I can play games too. Let's just play real and have fun, you know?
Love him. He's just so mean. He's
dance
so
for me, boy.
Thank you, Kev.
See ya.
Appreciate it. Wrong. 522 DGS. We have Chet Pleben coming up in the next segment. I want everyone to relax. I won't be arrested in Rock Hill, South Carolina. I just left a message at the traffic court in South Carolina saying, hey, this is Dave Glover from Dave Glover Show and KMOX. You guys continued my speeding ticket ones. I completely brain farted. I'm so sorry. You may have to put out a warrant for my arrest. I know that's what you guys do, but I just want you to know I'm getting an attorney tomorrow. I forgot. I hung up, and then I saw it was South Carolina.
He's good in South Carolina.
So I may get arrested in Rock Hill.
So can you explain how that happened? Like, why would you get a warrant out just for a...
If you don't show up at your court date, they'll put a warrant out. Rock Hill does a lot of these, kind of speed trap kind of thing, and I think they don't mess around with it. But, you know, attorneys, and I'm not a practicing attorney, but I'm a lawyer, so I've done this hundreds of times for other people's tickets. Typically, it's fine. You know, like, hey, I forgot. And the first time I called, they were as nice as can be and said, like, yeah, June 14th. And I just procrastinated.
And you forgot.
Forgot. Yeah. I was going to call a traffic lawyer today and say, hey, can you get this fixed for me? Yeah. Give me money.
So, I'm sorry if this is a dumb question. Is traffic court different than the municipal court?
Because
that says it's closed. Mm. Closed at 5.
No, they have
night court?
Yes. Yes.
Gotcha.
6 p.m. And they have one of those phone trees, like, you can't leave a message. Those always drive me crazy. Whether it's Rock Hill Municipal Court or it's JCPenney. Like,
just hit 0. That might help.
They said, no, we don't recognize that. They have a very, very extensive, like, if you need to do this, hit this.
If you need to do this. And it just keeps ringing? There's no message? I mean, you can't leave a message?
No.
We'll try again on the break. I'll help you.
Let's call them on the radio.
Yeah.
Plead your case there. Can we just do the court thing now, like while I'm here?
Yeah. Let's do that.
I'll defend you.
Perfect. This is my attorney, Trish Gazelle. Didn't know what a muskox was, but she's really, really hell on wheels when she gets into court.
I'm sorry. I don't think a lot of people know what a muskox is. I'm just going to say that.
It's a weird sounding animal, muskox.
I've heard of an ox. Just didn't know about the muskox.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't think a lot of people do. And even if they do, I'm going to act like they don't.
Rage, got some headlines?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks Roundup, your purchase at Schnucks to support Folds of Honor this summer until July 4th. So we always talk about cryptocurrency. What is it? No one actually knows, but it's fun to look into. Well, now apparently the Federal Reserve is taking a look at making the U.S. dollar into a cryptocurrency, kind of an offshoot of the U.S. dollar. Many, many politicians are against this, as well as, you know, banks. They don't want that either. But that's just something to keep our eyes on.
I would
on.
Think that would be bad for cryptocurrency, because then people would say, well, I'm not going to buy Bitcoin if there's going to be U.S. Bitcoin kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like a much safer bet.
Yeah.
But of course, banks don't want this, because a person or business could keep their digital dollars in a virtual wallet and transfer them directly to someone else without needing a bank account. So expect to see some pretty heavy lobbying against that.
I'm sorry, because I don't understand it. If the U.S. dollar had their, or if the U.S. government had their own cryptocurrency, would it just be the dollar but in digital form, or is it its own cryptocurrency? You know what I'm? Do you know what I'm asking?
Yeah,
it would
be a
fully digital version of the U.S. dollar.
But you wouldn't be investing in it like it's going to go up and down, I think is what you're saying.
Right, like it's just your cash, but in a digital form.
I just heard about it 2 minutes ago, but I would think so.
All right, NBC has a new show called The Ultimate Slip and Slide, but it's had to halt production following explosive diarrhea on set. There's been a terrible outbreak. A crew member tested positive for a parasite that causes diarrhea disease if swallowed, and it spreads really, really quickly through the water. So, yeah, little bit of a break for The Ultimate Slip and Slide. It does premiere on Sunday, August 8th at 10:30 Eastern time. Immediately following the closing ceremony of the Summer Olympics. We don't know if the premiere has been pushed off yet or not. Hopefully they can get back on that slip and slide soon.
If they just kept filming, that's a show I'd watch.
Clears up. Let's see. Sorry. As the pandemic eased, I really thought someone was going to jump in and they just let me keep stalling, but that's okay. As the pandemic has eased, everyone is buying Lamborghinis.
There's only two of us here. What are you talking about?
Staring at you, waiting.
I said, oh, do-do-do, and you're like...
What were you supposed to say?
Say, oh, it's okay, Rach.
Oh, it's okay, Rach.
Rich people are buying more and more Lamborghinis as the pandemic eases up. The luxury automaker says it's nearly sold out for 2021. I'm just so tired of stories like this. I'm tired of people being like, yeah, we can't afford health insurance and this and this. And then it's like, well, billionaires are doing great. They're completely sold out of Lamborghinis, and Beyonce and Jay-Z just bought a $28 million Rolls Royce. It just feels like something's messed up in the world.
It does feel wrong that during the last year and a half, when everyone took a giant hit, billionaires made more money than they've ever made. I don't know how they did it. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it just feels wrong.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Cards host the Marlins for a three-game series at Busch Stadium. Game one tonight. And you can hear it here. Ammon Pregame Show 620. First pitch 7:15. On your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. KMOX.
Attorney Chet Pleben joins us. Hello, Chet.
Hello, Dave Glover.
And I talked to you a while. What's on your mind these days, legally speaking?
Well, I thought we'd talk a little bit about Trump and the
defamation lawsuit that was filed against him by Jean Carroll, who claimed that back in the 90s that he raped her. She sued him not for the rape, but she sued him for basically his response to her allegations. He denied, of course, that he ever did that. He denied meeting her. He said that she was totally lying. And they said, she's not my type. Typical kind of Trumpian. She claims that that resulted in damages to her reputation and some emotional distress. Now, I'll tell you in a minute what I think about her lawsuit. But what happens is that she files that lawsuit for defamation in the federal court and names Trump individually and personally. The Department of Justice at the time, and this is, of course, during the period of time that Trump is the president of the United States, they file a motion to dismiss, and actually they try to intervene so that the government, instead of Trump personally, would be named in the lawsuit. And that was just an effort to block the lawsuit because the government can't be sued for defamation. The federal court at that point in time denied the Department of Justice request. So then the Department of Justice takes an appeal. Now it's in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. Now Merrick Garland, who is the current attorney general, files a brief seeking to represent Trump and arguing that part of his job really is to answer questions in his capacity as the president of the United States. And sometimes those questions invade personal type wrongdoing. And so he needs to respond to that to eliminate any doubt about suitability for office. And so he seeks to represent Trump, arguing all of that because these are matters of public concern. He's got to respond. And the government then says, the DOJ says, yes, these comments are crude and they're disrespectful, but everything pertained to a denial of wrongdoing. And so, which is certainly probably Trump being Trump. I suppose he could have said it in a different way. And so everything they claim, everything Trump says as the president of the United States is a matter of governmental action. And therefore, he's protected from things like defamation lawsuit. Now, the suit itself is basically an effort by this lady to get around the statute of limitations. Because obviously, if he raped her back in the 90s, and if that accusation is accurate, that statute of limitations has long since expired. And so her way around this is after she makes that claim, now when the statute of limitations has expired, obviously thinking that he's going to respond to it. And I think it's in a book, by the way, obviously thinking that he's going to respond to it. That's when and respond to it, presumably in Trumpian fashion, which is basically what he did, that now she's got a claim against the president of the United States for defamation.
And what do you think about that, Chet?
I don't like it. First of all, I don't like the lawsuit.
Okay.
But secondly, I don't like he could have responded. I agree. If the president of the United States, whether it's Trump or somebody else, is accused of misconduct in his personal life during the period of time that he's the president of the United States, I would expect him to respond to that. No questions about it. But I wouldn't expect him to respond in some sort of a defamatory matter. So let's say that Dave Glover accuses a president of the United States of some type of wrongdoing. And then the president of the United States responds to Dave Glover by saying that Dave Glover is a child molester. Now, so are my tax dollars supposed to defend that kind of commentary, which is terribly unprofessional, terribly not presidential, and defend him in a sort of personal capacity for craziness that he does while in office. So I don't believe that the president of the United States can say anything at any time under any circumstances that he wants to without some sort of personal liability. So I don't like it. I think her lawsuit's junk. I think she's ultimately going to lose the lawsuit. You can't tell me that simply saying that she's lying, okay, probably not a good choice of words.
So Chad, let me see if I understand. So you don't like her lawsuit. You don't think it has much merit. You don't like the president's behavior, but you don't think it rises to the level of defamation. And you also don't like our tax dollars paying for his defense because you don't think that it should be a blanket that anything a president says in defense to a lawsuit is going to be covered by the people.
Correct.
Yeah, so specifically, she thinks that the over-the-line comment was, she's not my type, right? That's where it turns out to. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. But, okay. So I'm going to say that Jane Doe is not my type, and that's defamatory? I mean, I don't get that. But let's say that it rises to the level, and let's say that a court will not dismiss that. And let's say that it has to go and be tried to a jury, and we'll let the jury decide. Okay, that's fine. But I think that when you step over the presidential line, that you ought to go pay a lawyer for what you did, because that certainly is not within the scope and course.
It's not a part
of
the people's
employment.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah,
I tend to agree.
Yeah, not that crazy. But you know what the good news is? The good news is this, that Merrick Garland is running that Justice Department independently. I think that Biden, during the course of the campaign, criticized Trump for various conduct such as this. But Merrick Garland said, hey, listen, we think that we have an obligation to defend him under these circumstances, albeit that he's no longer the president of the United States and in another party. So that's the good news.
Thank you, Chet. Talk to you soon.
You bet.
Welcome back, DGS 551. Cardinals baseball coming up. Trish, what do you got for us?
So there's this company called Social Bands, and they're selling wristbands, colored ones. And if you wear a green one, it means you're accepting hugs and handshakes. Yellow means maybe we'll just bump elbows, and red means stay 6 feet away. I know you're going to hate this, but listen, I had to go meet someone the other day, and I was meeting a specific person. So I walked in, and I did not know what to do. I was like, I shake this person's hand? So neither of us did. And then when we were leaving, he stuck it out his hand, so I shook his hand. Like, I had no idea what to do. So I know it's goofy, and I know there's going to be all these companies trying to cash in on this stuff, but there's got to be some way so there's not this awkward encounter, or if I don't shake your hand, you think I'm being rude. It's just weird now.
What you should do is, if someone goes to shake your hand and you're not comfortable, you do the thing where you act like you're going to do it, and then you like slick your hair back really quick.
Or just lick your fingers, then put your hand out.
Yeah, I'll do that. Or I'll kick them.
I made a face when you said it.
That's really funny.
Because I just think it's so, I'm so tired of how dumb we are.
I know.
We have to take everything and make it dumb.
Well, what should we do then?
No, I mean, I think we have to try to make money off of everything. Like, the whole thing is like, buy our bands and then you will know what to do.
As you guys know, I'm pretty sure this whole thing's a simulation and I'm in the middle.
Yes.
But if not, I do believe in multiverses. I do believe in timelines. And sometimes when I can't sleep, I'll think about, like, what if you could just move to another timeline where 98% of the world's the same, but there's little differences. Promise you this. If I fell into this timeline right now, I would jump. I would just assume there's got to be something better than this, because we're just so dumb. We're just so dumb.
Okay, so what's your solution to the...
Just have some human awkwardness. I mean, you just walk up to someone and you go like, and you just acknowledge. Like, I can't even tell you how many dozens of times this has happened to me already. Business meetings, see an old friend, you're just like, hey, and you do the whole like, are we going to hug? We do this, and you laugh, and you're like, COVID, right? Like, I would much rather do that.
That's even annoying.
I would much rather do that, though, than look at their band color.
All right. Or just wear a sign on your forehead. How about that? No?
No. And the drinks, what's the most?
The flight attendant says there is one drink that's really annoying to order on a plane, and it's Diet Coke.
Really?
Because it takes so long to pour, and there's so much fizz, like science backing it, that they have to wait till the fizz goes down to pour some more. So
that makes sense.
Diet Coke's the worst drink to order on a plane.
Interesting. Just get water from now on.
That.
I've never had an alcoholic drink on a plane.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't flown much, but
I get bottles.
Really? You get like bottle service. No, I've just never. It doesn't sound good to be tipsy on a plane.
It's not, but it's better than being terrified.
Yeah.
And the drinks aren't that good. I don't know why. If it's the ice.
Oh no! Yeah,
or
no.
The,
yeah,
it's gross.
No, definitely.
But sometimes you just gotta do it.
No, back when I was traveling a lot, I was like a Xanax 2 or 3 screwdriver guy. I felt pretty good by the time I got there.
I'm sure your neighbor in the plane did too.
Yeah, well, we're always good friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.